You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Very good, AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com. And streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Jersey Shore After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Jersey Shore After Show.
All right, guys. We are here for a very special interview here at AfterBuzz TV. She is one of our favorite reality stars from one of our favorite reality shows, Jersey Shore. We've got Miss Sammy Sweetheart. Sammy.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey.
Hi.
Hey. And I'm your host, Erica Garcia Rojas. And real quick, let's introduce the other host here.
I'm Gabrielle Loren. You can follow me on Twitter at Gabrielle_Loren.
And I'm Jessica King. Find me on Twitter at I am Jessica King.
And I'm Kevin Undergar, and I really could care less about your Twitters. I just want to talk to Sammy.
Of course.
All right. Well, let's get talking to Sammy. So, Sammy, why don't you catch us up a little bit since we last saw you on Jersey Shore?
You know, I'm just keeping busy. You know, I'm still at the Jersey Shore right now with family at the Jersey Shore. So I'm just enjoying life and just working on my branding and my products and trying to keep as busy as possible.
You know what? Speaking of the Jersey Shore, how is the Jersey Shore doing since, you know, Hurricane Sandy happened last year? What's going on?
A lot of people think that, you know, everything's better. It's kind of quiet now, but it really isn't. The other day I was driving past, you know, down the shore, and there was a lot of these houses that were, like, gorgeous, like, big houses on the beaches that were completely gone and devastated. So a lot of parts of the Jersey Shore are still not fixed, and a lot of people are still without their homes and are still struggling. So I feel bad for the families that are going through that. But a lot of people don't hear about it anymore because it's kind of like everybody, I feel like, forgot about what Sandy really did.
Wow. So the shore itself is still pretty bad. Like, I know they fixed the t-shirt shop, right? For you guys.
Oh, Seaside, the boardwalk, they fixed it up so you can still go to Seaside. You can go to the boardwalk. They put in a whole brand new boardwalk, but I think some things are still missing. But I think you can still go to the shore store and you can see Danny and you can see our house and take tours of our house, which is really cool. So you can still go to Seaside.
All I ever wanted was to meet Danny. I had asked these guys for years to get him on our show. I'm like, but it was hard. He was kind of tough to pin down. We tried, right, Jessica?
We tried.
And he is the best, the nicest, just the sweetest, nicest guy in the world.
Aww. Have you gone on any of the tours of the house just for fun?
No, I should, though. I haven't been there this summer yet. I should head down.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so, Sammy, aren't you one of the only ones who are actually from New Jersey out of the entire cast?
Hey, out of the whole, like, true cast from the beginning, I think it was just me and Mike who were the original Jersey people.
So this whole, you know, going back to the Jersey Shore, seeing how it is, how do you feel about that? How does that affect you?
It's really upsetting. I just hate to see, like, devastation happen anywhere. So just seeing it happen to, like, my hometowns and stuff is just upsetting and it's devastating. But I did a lot to help out. You know, I contributed my time and just did as much as I could. So, I don't know, it's just sad because it's the Jersey Shore. When you think of Jersey Shore, you think of happy beach, boardwalk, fun. And then when Sandy hit, it's kind of like, wow, where did this all go? So it's sad, but, I mean, we just got to keep moving on from it.
You know, Sammy, I think about you guys a lot because I'm such a huge fan, but with this summer coming up, I was thinking of you guys and I was thinking, do you miss being on the show and partying and doing your thing this summer? This is your first summer really without any taping. So is it just nice to have a break at this point or do you miss? Yes, please.
I miss living in that house with a bunch of seven crazy people. Truthfully, I miss it so much.
I know, I really miss it.
We all miss it.
Yeah, seriously. I'm really glad you said that because I wonder if, you know, some people are like, oh my God, I'm over it. Nah, nah, nah. And then 5 or 10 years later, it hits them where they go, oh.
When you're there, when I'm there, there's some days where I'm like, oh my goodness, how am I doing this? I just want to leave. But now that it's like my first summer without it, I kind of grew accustomed to it. It was kind of a part of my life. So now that it's not there anymore, I'm kind of like, I feel sad about the whole thing. I miss it. I would love to live with them again, and I would love to live in that house. It was a part of my life. And even though I wasn't a fan of everybody at some times, I miss them and I love them, and I would totally live with them again in a heartbeat.
With the passing of time, has anyone organized any kind of reunion? I mean, an unofficial reunion where it's, you know, you guys have a cookout at someone's house or go to a club. I mean, is there anything like that that you've done since?
Actually, I see all the kids. I see my cast members, my roommates as much as I can. So, like, I'll go over to Nicole and hang out with Nicole and see Lorenzo, or I saw Paulie and AC before, or I'll hang out with Vinny or Dina. I see everybody and talk to everybody all the time.
But have you guys done, like, a reunion, like, all of you guys
all together
in one room, like, you know, no, 6 months
not,
later?
No, not yet.
No? We've got to see it.
Who knows what would happen in the future, but not yet.
Aww.
Was there ever a point this summer where you were kind of like, wow, this is really not happening? Like, it just hit you?
Yeah, every day. I just happen to go and film, and I would love to just go. And that, for me, towards the end of the seasons, it got fun. So...
Yeah, I noticed it. I know you found your groove. You found your niche. I remember with the softball, when you went to one episode, you guys went to the batting cages. You were like, that was, you know, I could see where you were starting to get on board.
Yeah, I mean, well, some producers kind of left me alone and kind of attacked other people. So it was kind of better. I had a better time. I had a better time towards the end. So I liked it. I enjoyed it. But needless to say, I wish every day I was back there. It just was such a cool experience.
So out of all the people there, obviously, you know, Ronnie, you're in contact with him. But other than him, who do you miss most? And I'd say, who do you miss most out of all of them?
I think the girls, because when I was living in that house, every day you had something to do. And every single day us girls would go to the gym. We would go get our nails done. We would hang out. There was always somebody there to hang out with and talk to. So, truthfully, I missed the bonding time that we had with the girls.
You mentioned that you guys hadn't all gotten together yet, and it's been quite a while since the show ended. Is there any reason in particular why everyone hasn't been able to come together as one big group yet?
I think mostly the main reason that we all haven't gotten together is because our schedules are just so busy lately. Paulie's traveling. He's on tour at Backstreet Boys. You got Nicole and Jenny filming their show. I mean, there's just somebody's doing something, you know, somewhere.
And so now
it's just hard to get everybody together.
Speaking of busy, tell us about some of the products you're working with, what you're doing, and where the update is on your line and stuff. Because I know you had some sportswear. There's a bunch of things you got going on.
Yeah, I mean, my products are doing really, really well. So that kind of keeps me busy, you know, as much as I could. And I'm always trying to come up with new things, and I'm always working on new products to come out with. But right now I have two women's fragrances called Dangerous and Dangerous Desires, and a men's cologne called Dangerous for Men. And those are like my first products that I ever did. And then I came out with a fitness line that has sports bras, capris, tank tops, jackets, that is made out of a suplex material, so it doesn't show any sweat stains. It stretches up to 10 times its size, and it's just really comfortable. And there's an extra booty lift in the pants, so it makes your look really good while you're working out. But that's something that I really love, the fitness line, and I also had a fashion show last year for it. So that's doing really well. And then I designed my own clutchlet purses that I'm always known for my clutch, like going to the club or walking on the boardwalk. So I decided to design clutches that can fit your cell phone, your lip gloss, your car keys perfectly, and you can wear it four ways.
That's
so you can
awesome.
Wear it on your waist. Yeah, if you don't, like, I was thinking, you know, when I'm at the bar, it's so annoying to hold my clutch in my hand. So
right,
how can I just slap it around my waist or put it on my shoulder? So you can do that all in one. You can wear it four ways. And it's just very versatile, and it's my pride and joy. So those are my main products that I have, and they're doing really well.
And where are you distributing them? Is it online, or are they in stores? Where can we find
you can actually get all my products at sammysweetheart.com.
Gotcha.
Do you have time to party anymore? I mean, you're this businesswoman now. Do you go out still?
Yeah, I enjoy it. I just went out this weekend for my sister's birthday, so I enjoy to go out here and there, and I love to be with my friends still. I still have, like, I try and keep it, you know, business life, but I try and keep a social life as well.
And when you do go out, especially in the on the East Coast, I mean, but anywhere you're going to go, you must get mobbed. I mean, do you end up doing the VIP sections? I mean, I just know because of my girlfriend what we deal with. What's it like for
it's
you?
It's crazy. It's a little crazy when you go out. Even it's crazy because the show ended in December, and it's still people recognize you, and it's still such a huge hit. You would be so surprised. You would think people might like would forget you, but no, it's still people go crazy.
I am not surprised at all. You guys are such a part of our pop culture that it'll be around for a long time.
Is that the same though everywhere you go? I mean, is it more so when you're at home in Jersey versus maybe going somewhere else, or is it all over the country? You guys just get recognized and mobbed.
It doesn't matter where I'm going or where I am. It doesn't matter if I'm going out to put gas in my car.
Oh, wow.
There's people everywhere that they just recognize me and they just recognize the show. It's a cool feeling.
Do you ever? You never get annoyed. You never get annoyed over. Can I get my picture? I mean, I know it's hard when you're in a rush.
I would be lying if I said I didn't get annoyed.
Sometimes, yeah.
There's some people are rude, but mm-hmm. I don't know. You just kind of deal with it because it kind of comes with the gig. But some people come off very rude and pushy. But, you know, there's a lot of kids who are so innocent. And I actually like meeting my fans. I think it's just cool that people are interested in what you're doing and they're a fan of the show and they're a fan of who you are. So for me, I haven't had too many bad experiences that I haven't really at all. But some people come off rude.
This really is a Sammy Sweetheart. This isn't the Sammy Sweetheart I saw for so many seasons. And this is a whole new side.
Yeah, it's a TV show.
Well, on the show, your tagline was, "I'm the sweetest bitch you'll ever meet." So obviously that still holds true, right?
Of course.
So one of the things, Sammy, is, you know, being on a reality show and being thrust into fame and doing what you're dealing with now and, you know, being mobbed or whatever, is there anything that you wish, like, someone would have told you? Like, you know, I wish I would have known, like, before being on the show.
Yeah, I wish I would have known a lot of stuff. I kind of didn't even know what I was getting into when I first did the show. I thought I was coming home, like, the next weekend. I thought I was going to film for, like, a couple hours. I had no idea that I would be in a house being filmed 24/7 in Tucson, New Jersey. I really didn't know until I walked through the door. So there's a lot of things that I would have been like, oh, I wish I would have known just certain situations. I feel like they were really edited, and, like, I wish I wouldn't have been so uptight or, like, you know, be dramatic over things, but I wouldn't change anything that happened to me because I feel like through the seasons and through, like, going through the experiences, I learned so much. So, I mean, the only thing I wish I would have known is, like, what I was getting myself into day one.
After watching that first season back, like you said, you wish you would have known so many things. What was that like, seeing yourself on TV and how it was edited?
It is crazy watching yourself. I try not to, like, dwell on it or, like, really sit there and watch all the episodes. I kind of just watch them and then move forward from them and let it be that.
But you know what? You guys kind of came out on top because clearly you and Ronnie lasted and you proved everybody wrong with what they were seeing on TV. So how is your relationship with Ronnie right now?
Everything's really good. We're living together and things are going great. And we've been living together for almost a year in September. So that's pretty good for us.
That is amazing. And I think you're right, Gabby, that it's extraordinary that they were able to come out. I'm one of the people that I was a big fan of you guys fighting. I loved it. I couldn't get enough of it. And I was a little disappointed those last two seasons where you guys got along well and were the normal ones. That didn't work out for me so well. But now it does. I'm happy for you guys. No, I'm really happy. But you guys were great television. You guys battled like every friend I had in high school and in college. It was perfect. It was, we used to talk about it on the show, but we all remembered having that couple from high school and college that no matter what, Friday night or Saturday night, they would brawl. It would go down.
Oh, they were dramatic.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it happens. I mean, if you're in a house with cameras and, like, not just eight people in your face, but, like, you have the production team, you have people in your ear telling you things that may not necessarily be true, and you have just everybody in your business, and it gets really crazy. Like, it's much more than what people think it is.
So did they egg you on a lot when would they say, oh, hey, Mike, the situation said this about you, or Snooki?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
That's so definite.
Break it down. So, like, what are some of the things, say, between you and Ronnie that they kind of got involved with?
I mean, I think you all know, like, pretty much, like, what happened with me and Ron. But it's a TV show. It's edited, and a lot of things do happen. Yes, everything we say is everything that comes out of my mouth. But it's a TV show. You're only seeing 45 minutes of an episode when we're filmed for over a month sometimes. 24/7. So you're really, they cut the fat. So you're seeing like the good. Mm-hmm. And there'll be times in like one episode I'll be wearing a pink shirt, and then the next week later they'll do a scene like it's a whole, totally another day, but I'm wearing that pink shirt that I wore last week. So they cut it, they edit it.
Wow.
And they'll make it seem like I said something and I didn't at that time. So it's a TV show. It's, you know, I feel like it was definitely edited, but everything was real. Like, what we said and how we acted was real.
Do you think they kind of went against Mike with that a little? Mike, the situation?
I'm sorry, what?
Do you think the producers kind of egged everybody on with Mike, the situation on the show? Because there was so much drama surrounding him. Was it really him the entire time, or do you think it was kind of like...
I think that was just Mike. I have no idea. I just know from my own experiences, what I went through, but I think that was legit just Mike.
So if the producers are instigating and whatnot, like you're saying, how do you even know who or what to believe anymore when you're living there?
You don't. I mean, you're just kind of like... You know, you signed up for this, I signed up for this. So you kind of just live your life, and that's exactly what I did. And towards the end, I didn't really care how I was going to look. I'm just true to myself, and I know who I am. So I think that's all that matters to me is, you know, being secure with myself.
So, Sammy, there was no side of you, because right now, currently, I'm taping a reality show myself. And was there any side of you in the back of your head that was saying, I need to create a great moment now, or this is a great way for me to shine or to steal the scene? And if not, sounds like, okay, no, but do you feel some of your other castmates were like that? Because I felt Mike was. I felt like in the back of his head, he was thinking, this will be a great moment. This will really be a scene stealer. And then I think between the drugs and whatever, he just kind of lost.
Spiraled out.
He spiraled out.
Honestly, I have no idea.
No idea.
I really don't even pay attention to things like that. Because when you're in that house, like, I tell people you don't really understand what goes on. Like, we're in this house, we're living in this bubble, so you kind of forget cameras are there after a while.
Right.
Because it becomes a part of your life. Like, you're living every single day with cameras in your face, and you kind of forget and you become more comfortable. So I don't really know about that.
Did they have set hours where they shot, or was it 24/7?
It was literally like camera in your face when you woke up and went to bed.
Wow.
So there was no hours in the shot. We were filmed 24/7.
Wow.
When we slept, when everything.
And for how long? Was it 3 weeks, 4 weeks?
It depends. Like, for instance, we went to Italy, and then we went straight to Jersey from Italy, so that was almost 2 months. And then for some seasons, it could be longer than 6 weeks. It could be 6 weeks. It all depends.
Gotcha. So, speaking of Mike, during filming, were you aware of his drug use?
I had no idea.
You had, did other people in the cast, did they know at all?
I don't think so. I think everybody was just like, what's up with Mike? I really don't think anybody had any clue what was going on.
So he did hide it from everybody.
To be honest with you, like, that's Mike's, you know, own issue and what he went through. And I really didn't pay attention to that or like stress on that in the house.
It's funny because one of our hosts called it. You know, back in Italy.
Way back, yeah.
And I was like, wait, that's not fair. You can't say that. You know, that's slander and whatnot. And she proved to be right. Roxy was right on the money. She just knew the mannerisms and everything he was doing. She was saying that he was, he was using.
How is Mike doing now?
I think he's doing really well. I mean, he spends a lot of time with his family, and his family is amazing. So I think he's doing really well.
I think Mike, I would have to say, out of all the people on the show who have it the hardest right now, well, Angeline, to me, has it the hardest because you have to live with that nightmare your whole life to have blown the opportunity of a lifetime and even have gotten a second chance at it and still have found a way to blow it. I mean, that is just, I don't know how you live with that. But with Mike, I feel it's the hardest because he is so known and so recognized as the situation. It was such a cool character. He kind of took the world by storm. And unlike, say, Snooki, who was able to parlay kind of the same insanity, and you and Ronnie, who, thank God, have each other, and Vinny has his show, I feel like he's the most recognizable next to Snooki, and yet where do you go other than getting free drinks at a club? I mean, I'm sure there's some stuff he could do, but I always say, too, it's harder for a guy to sell than it is for a girl. I say this to, you know, talent in our end of the business for actors and hosts. You know, you want to buy off the girls. You don't want really care. If Ryan Seacrest is going to try to sell a line of clothing, it's, yeah. But if, you know, Juliana, say from E, wants to sell dresses, you'll buy. So, you know, I think of Mike a lot. I do, because I'm such a fan of the show. And I don't know if I envy the position he's in right now.
I don't know. From what I hear, he's doing really good. So I can only wish the best for Mike.
Yeah.
You know, and I hope he's doing well.
I hope so, too.
Like in his business and in his, you know, career and everything, I really just hope he does well. I hope he comes out on top. That's what I would like to see him come out on top.
Last, my question. You know, we saw the issues between Snooki and the situation. Did she actually cheat on Gianni? Did you guys ever figure that out?
I have no idea to this day what goes on. And from past experiences, Mike likes to stir up a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
And you can't always believe him. So I have no idea what went on with that.
So you're on Snooki's
side.
So
you're siding with the girl.
Yeah, I have to. I have to, you know, side with Nicole. I love Gianni and I love Lorenzo and I love her family. And that's my girl. So sorry, Mike.
Well, speaking of Snooki, so how's it like seeing her, you know, as this mom with Gianni and the baby and all that? How's it like seeing her like that now?
It is awesome. The best mother. The baby is just beautiful and so handsome. And I'm actually, like, I'm really proud just to see, you know, she looks great, first of all, and she's just is such a great mother. So it's kind of like, wow, I'm kind of taken back by how much she has changed her in a good way for the better.
It's kind of shocking because she was like the party animal on the show, and now she's got her life together and a family. Like, who would have thought Snooki would have a family now? Do you think you're going to follow in the footsteps of maybe Snooki and JWoww, maybe get engaged anytime soon to Ronnie?
I don't think anytime soon. You know, I still want to travel. Ron still wants to travel, but, you know, we are getting older, so you never know what can happen. I mean, eventually one day I would love to get engaged and get married and have kids, just like Nicole. I think it's beautiful, and I think what she has is beautiful. So, of course, one day I would like that, but not anytime soon.
Do you see Ronnie as your future husband, or you're not sure yet if that's really solid?
No, of course I do see a future with him. You know, you never know one day what can happen. I've been with him for 4 years, and he's my best friend, so I don't see myself with anybody else, and I love him, so you never know.
Yeah, Sam?
Well, you know, you've posted a couple pictures on Twitter and Instagram and whatnot of you with Ronnie's little sister, and then, of course, tabloids pick it up. They say that you're practicing for parenting. Does that kind of make you guys feel rushed at all anytime?
No, what's cool about me and Ron is we don't really let what other people, you know, post on the tabloids kind of affect our lives anymore. We kind of learned from that.
Right.
So we just, like, enjoy life, and his baby sister is so adorable. I love her so much, so I don't, it doesn't affect me.
So without the cameras following you around and, you know, every aspect of your relationship with Ronnie, is your relationship now with Ronnie any different? How are things different now without the cameras?
Yeah, I think it's less stressful without, you know, eight people, you know, seven other roommates, and then you have the production team. I think it's and cameras in your face is 10 times less stressful. We actually can enjoy ourselves and enjoy our life and be more relaxed and just be ourselves. So it's better, I would say.
I remember there were rumors about a Ronnie and Sammy show, which we would just love to see. Were there any talks about it?
Yeah, we talk to a lot of people. You never know what can happen. You know, it's up in the air right now. But there should be one, because living together, we still have our bickering.
Yeah.
We still have our fights. We still do funny stuff. Funny things happen on a daily basis. So I always say to him, like, why don't we have our own show? People would just, They would either love it or hate it. They would either be sick of the drama and sick of the funny stuff, or they would either just can't stop watching it and they would just love it.
Yeah, well, someone produces these shows. I happen to produce them. And so my question is, are you guys allowed to go out and make your own show, or are you still under a deal with 4 or 5 productions or MTV, or are you guys free agents?
You can definitely, go out and see what else is out there for you.
And you haven't, have you gone and officially pitched any of the networks?
I haven't. I've met with, different networks and people, but we haven't really, done a pilot yet or any of that. So gotcha. There's always talks up in the air.
I think you guys would watch, right?
I think it would be really interesting to see a show with you and Ronnie, because it's almost like focusing on the aftermath of being in a hugely popular reality show and establishing yourselves as individuals and business people. Because, Sammy, it sounds like you've got all these businesses going on. Ronnie's doing his different businesses. And I almost see it as like the post-reality show scramble, where after a big reality show, it's over, and everyone's like, well, what am I going to do with this now? And it would be interesting to see how you and Ronnie end up, doing with that and following you guys in that avenue.
Yeah,
I think it would be, just what goes on in our lives in general is just ridiculous. So I think just watching us, live our lives separately, independently, and together would be really interesting.
And so you guys are living in the city together, right? In New York?
Yeah, we live in New York together.
Where in New York are you guys living? Like what
part of it? In Westchester, a suburb outside the city.
Oh, nice. So you obviously are back in the city very often for work and stuff, I assume.
Yeah, I love the city. I really do.
Very cool.
How is Ronnie doing? He recently was hospitalized for kidney stones, right?
No, he actually had an aneurysm on his kidney, and he was really sick for 2 weeks in May, but he's doing much better. He's loving life and living it to the fullest. So he's actually like trying new things, and he's just living every day to the fullest. He's doing awesome.
I heard he's trying to get into acting a little bit. He's been doing some promos for MTV, and
he takes acting classes. He does all these MTV promos. He's met some really cool people like Channing Tatum. I'm really jealous about that. he's doing his thing, and I'm really proud of him.
And you had mentioned that you wanted to get into the world of hosting and presenting and those kind of things. Have you moved forward with that at all?
Yeah, I would love to host one day. I just like reading off teleprompters. That's my favorite thing
to
do.
It's easier,
ever.
Right?
It is.
So, yeah,
I don't know why. I love it.
Yeah. What about New Year's Eve? You guys have done that in the past. You think you might come on board for a New Year's Eve special again for MTV?
I don't know. That would be really, really cool if MTV decided to do that. Like a reunion New Year's Eve. That would be really cool.
That would be cool. I would see that.
I feel like there's a reunion that someday we'll see a reunion of you guys on TV, even if it's just a week or something. It just has to be, because the phenomenon was so big.
But it almost be interesting to have it further later on.
Well, that's what might happen. Mm-hmm.
So now I have a question. Being that you were on one of the biggest reality shows of all time, are you checking out some of these more recent reality shows that have hit TV based in Long Island, New Jersey? Like, for example, Bravo's Princesses Long Island. Have you checked that out?
Because none of them are like Gabby.
Well, I'm from Long Island, so that's why I'm
asking.
And you
are a princess as well.
Yeah.
Well, is it? I actually haven't seen that one.
You haven't?
So tell us.
No, but I do watch a lot of reality TV.
All right, so tell me. What are some of the ones you like?
I love, all the Housewives. I like Housewives of New Jersey, Housewives of Orange County. I watch everything. I really do. I watch way too much stuff.
You probably have met the Housewives, right? I mean, you've met I'm sure the Jersey ones and the New York ones. It's such a small world.
I have, and they were really nice and sweet. I don't know. I'm like a reality junkie. I like everything.
When you watch reality TV, do you watch it differently now since you know everything that goes on behind the scenes?
I do watch it differently because I feel like I could just tell some things. I don't know. But I just watch it because I'm, addicted to it. So I can't put my remote control down. I still watch it.
Are there certain shows that you feel are a lot more, I'd say, kind of producer-run versus others that are more naturally just organic?
I can't tell that. I have no idea. Because you never know. You never know what's really happening behind scenes. You never know if, you know, half these people get their makeup done before they do a scene. I don't know that stuff. You know? I don't know how. You know what? You know what's really funny is I'll be watching some other reality shows and there'll be remarks and quotes that are actually from our show. Mm. A lot of people will add DTF or deny, and like they use our like parties here and they use it in the other show, and it's kind of funny to be like, wow, like it's kind of cool to see other shows take what happened in our show and kind of like feed off that.
What about your former castmates? Do you watch any of their shows?
My God, I love Nicole and Jenny's show. And Phineas is really, you know, unique, and I was really proud of him.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I'm surprised you haven't been on Snooki and Jay Wow's show.
Well, they have to
show there. Yeah. You were? I'm sorry, because I don't watch that one.
Not regularly, but I
you know what? No,
I watch it.
These guys hosted. I had to bow out because I just had to have respect for Jersey Shore. I'm just such a purist. I'm sorry. I'm a purist. I need to see you guys at the bars drinking, fighting. I'm not into nesting.
Oh my God.
But they're growing up.
I hate it. Yeah, and I hate it. I'm just in denial. I don't want them to grow up. I want them back on that shore. I want them drinking. I want them schmushing. I want them fighting.
Oh my goodness.
I want them gymming, tanning, doing their laundry.
Drinking Ron Ron juice.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly right.
Yeah.
It's never over.
I have a little bit of a random question. I'm going to go back a little. So about a year ago, and this was on one of the Jersey Shore episodes, I guess Ronnie and Roger got into a bar fight at Bamboo, and two of the guys were looking to sue. Did anything go down with that? Like, what's the status?
I don't think so. I have no idea.
So he seems good.
Yeah, you have to ask Lana or Roger that. I really have no idea.
Okay. Makes sense. All right, we just want to make sure our boy is good, too. We love you guys, so.
I mean, I wonder, it's funny, going back to the lawsuit, you know, what happened to the guy that punched Snooki in the face? Remember
he was
a teacher?
Wow.
From the first, do you remember?
I have no idea about him either, but that was so disgusting.
So weird. And I always think of him, too, because that's it, the rest of your life. You know, it's like, yeah, that's the guy that punched Snooki in the face.
Yeah. I have no idea what happened to him.
Was there anything that just wasn't captured on film, or maybe something that we didn't see from the Jersey Shore that you just like, oh God, I wish that was put out there?
Yeah, like every happy moment I had with Ron, I wish that was aired instead of all the dramatic moments.
Boring.
But otherwise, no, I wish that in Italy they would have shown us, you know, a lot more like Italian background than they did. Like, we took walks and we used to walk around shops through Italy, and it was so beautiful that I wish they would have shown more of that.
I remember a lot of the press while you guys were in Italy. There's a lot of negativity, supposedly, when you guys were out there and you experienced things from the natives there in Italy. Can you tell us a little bit about that? Was that true?
I personally did not experience any of that. Like, my time in Italy was amazing, and the people that I met there, the real Italians and natives, were amazing towards me. I didn't get any backlash. So I don't know. I think when you're in another country and you're filming and all this production is going on there, I think just in general it's such a hassle to have that in the way of things. So I don't know. I mean, I loved Italy, and I plan on going back there in a couple months. This is good. Hopefully they accept me again.
When you guys are filming, do you have to have these restaurants and different locations sign agreements before you go in? How does that work, or do they just follow you into these places, not even planned?
No, everything needs to be cleared, you know, before you go anywhere.
So
you have to you can't be on film unless.
So and that brings me back to locations. I know we talked about you haven't been to the house, but have you been to Pure since the show wrapped?
Where?
Have you been to the club?
Bamboo?
Bamboo, sorry. I'm confused.
Karma.
Karma.
Karma. Pure's in Vegas.
I know, I'm thinking Vegas. I'm sorry. I'm thinking Pauly D. Sorry.
Oh my God, it's so funny. I haven't this summer. I would actually like to go back. I miss it. We were there, what, 3 times a week? It was so much fun.
And so you haven't been back there. Yeah, that would be like a mob scene.
Did you have scheduled trips to the clubs? I mean, were there scheduled like in nights and scheduled out nights?
No. You can decide if you wanted to go to the club or not. Like, there would be nights where the half the group would go to a club and then me and Ron would go on a date. So you had a choice to, you know, do what you wanted to do.
And in Jersey, it's probably a little easier when you're filming because I'm sure they've already cleared all those locations before you guys are even there to film, most likely, since it's always usually the same spot.
After 4 years, it's like the same places. So we kind of stay true to the places that were there in the beginning. And we just enjoy going to, like, the same places that we love.
Wasn't it crazy, though, when you were at the clubs? Because we were, as viewers, we would watch the scene, right? We would see, you know, you and Ronnie interacting, or Snooki and, you know, JWoww have getting a fight or something. And then you see all the the dozens of people surrounding you guys staring at it. How was it being there and filming kind of in, like, that real environment, but still having that, your whole crew right there?
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy, but it was cool. The production team actually tries their best to make it as real as possible. So they really just try and let you just live your life at the bar and whatever happens, happens. So it's kind of like, well, you're living real life even though there's cameras there.
Was your house?
Why you should focus on that. But there's all these people in the club that, you know who you are, that, yeah, they stare and stuff, but there's a lot of, it's kind of like you just, do what you do at a normal club if you're going out without them there. That's how, like, your mind is set.
Was your house just completely stocked with alcohol 24/7?
Season one, yes. Come season six, it was, like, not as much as season one, but there was always alcohol there.
Was the house, it me or was the house cleaner season six? Did everyone grow up a little bit and be a little neater? From the pigsty. Mm-hmm. It was always a pigsty?
Yeah, I used to never clean. Honestly, I used to never clean. I felt like, oh my God, I'm living in this house with seven other roommates. I'm like, and these people can't clean up after themselves. I was like, I would never clean. But then come season six, I was like, I can't live in this environment anymore with all this crap everywhere. And I actually started cleaning. So I would have to say the house was a little cleaner.
Is your apartment clean now? You and you guys live neat? I hope.
Yeah. Well, we're messy and neat. Like, I can go a week and be messy, but then at the end of the week, I'm like, oh my God, I have to clean this. I can't live like this.
So, Sammy, I think we want to play, like, a little game, a little fun game.
Can I see before? Yeah, I love the game, but I have one question because I'm still just fascinated with it. No, with this, with Angelina. When's the last time you saw Angelina?
I don't even talk to her, see her, or anything. So I don't know what's going on with Angelina.
But the last time you saw her was actually during taping then? That's the last you saw of her?
Yeah, I have not seen her in years.
Wow. Can I do one more thing, too? What about Dina? What does she have going on now that the show's over?
I'm not really sure what she's working on. I think she may have some things going on, but she's doing really good, and then she's awesome. So.
She's happy.
Have you seen her?
Good spirit.
I have a couple times.
Nice. Aww. You want to go into your game?
Yeah. Let's do the fun game. So what we're going to do is we're going to say the name of one of your former castmates, and you have to really quickly just say the first thing that comes to your mind about them. All right?
Okay.
All right.
Rapid fire.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to do it fast. So we're going to start with JWoww.
Tough.
Oh.
Snooki.
Party animal.
Ooh. Ronnie.
Meatball.
Mike. Mike.
Sammy, it's got to be quick. No thinking.
I'm going
to
help her. Mike. Complex.
Mike's situation.
Complex. How about that?
Pauly D.
Yeah, hair gel.
Hair gel. Who's left? Vinny.
Eyebrows.
Angelina.
Who?
Angelina.
Oh, that's enough. No, that's
enough. That was the best one.
And Dina.
Oh, Dina.
Fun.
Aww. Yeah, she is fun.
Danny. Okay.
Danny.
Oh, Danny.
Yeah, we did.
Danny?
Yeah.
What?
What about Danny, t-shirt guy?
I just think he's a cool boss.
About Danny... You know, this guy hit the jackpot, you guys. I mean, as much as, like, you guys were cast. You had to show your talent. You had to show your skill. You know, they just found a t-shirt business in his apartment building and went from there. I mean, think of how his life has changed financially, wouldn't you say, Sammy, from what you've seen?
Yeah, I mean, I hope so. I like to see good things happen to good people, and he definitely is a great guy, and, you know, I hope that business is thriving for him.
I mean, do you see a difference, though, from what it was to what it is now? I mean, it's a tourist
destination. No, I mean, I think he still has his house, and he still has his short story, so I don't see, he still dresses the same way. He still wears his short story t-shirt every day in the same cut jeans, so... To me, he looks like the same Danny as in season one, so I don't. He doesn't come off.
And he's still. As far as you know, he's still going to work every day.
Well, I don't know every day. He has a family now. He has a new baby, and he has a family. And I just like to see good things happen to him, so he doesn't come off.
He seems nice. I mean, I always wanted him on our show because I liked him as a character. But my question was, he was a young guy to own that store, and that's pretty good real estate. I mean, maybe he's renting
it. That was his life. That store was his whole life. He was there 24/7 every single day, and that's what he did with his life.
And so, how long had he owned it? How long had he owned it? Did you know?
I think since he was like 17.
Oh, wow. That makes sense.
I think he's like 30, 31 now.
And he has his own money? It's not parents' money, you think, that bought that store at 17?
I don't know. You're going to have to ask him.
I will. It's always intrigued
me. We're trying to get him.
It's always intrigued me.
So, speaking of short store, one of the things that I always wondered is, when you're in the store, they made it seem like that you guys were like actually working, but were you actually working when you were there?
I was actually working. I actually sweat, and I actually had a crushed t-shirts, and I actually did the cashier. I actually worked. It was like you really had a job.
So, you know, we've talked a lot about your cast members and Danny. Like, you have these people in your life every single day. You knew everything that was going on about them. What is it like to, in the blink of an eye, not be quite sure what their updates are and what the deal is?
Well, what's cool is that we all keep in touch. So we all kind of, like, see how each other's doing, and if we can see each other, we do that. But it's different because when you live in a house with people for so long, you kind of get used to them, and you miss them. So now I have to say it's, like, sad, kind of bittersweet that we're not living together because I do miss them.
You know, one of the things that I think was somewhat innocent about the Jersey Shore and the whole reality show concept is the fact that that was a little bit before, like, social media was crazy. And now with reality shows, you see social media has a huge effect on the characters, especially when it comes to Twitter and there's all these fights. What are your thoughts on that, on kind of being there almost like in a bubble and now with social media and how crazy that's gone? With either your castmates, say Suki, and other, you know, members of the Jersey Shore?
I think it's really cool. I think it's cool, like, having Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram, because you can actually see what your fans are thinking and how they react to you. So I like it. I mean, I think it's really cool. And I think, you know, it's kind of funny watching Nicole's Twitter sometimes in the comments she writes back to her fans. And I think, I don't know, I like social media. I like interacting with people that only know me from the show and are really interested in my character as the show itself.
And what do you do with the hateful tweets that you get? I know a lot of celebrities all deal with them and some ignore them. You just block them. That's it, huh?
I'm like, block, delete, block, delete.
And you just do it just like a video game. You just keep zapping them.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really get, like, I don't know why I don't get too crazy with the hate tweets. But if there is any, you know, I just try and, like, block them. Just so I don't have to read them.
Yeah.
Is that how you keep in kind of in track on what your other castmates are doing too through social media?
Yeah, I think without it, I wouldn't know. Not even with just my own cast members, but like other celebrities, I wouldn't know what's going on in the world. And I think it's really cool that on Twitter I could see, you know, I could follow like all these, you know, news things and catch up on the news and also catch up on what other celebrities are doing. So if I didn't have that, I kind of would be bored.
Have you used your celebrity as Sammy Sweetheart from the Jersey Shore to try and connect with other celebs on Twitter and social media?
No. No, I wish I hadn't, though.
Some celebrities have actually met on Twitter, like Naya Rivera. Is that how you say
Naya
her
Rivera.
Name?
Mm-hmm.
Naya Rivera. She's actually dating Big Sean, and they met on Twitter. So it's kind of funny how things happen.
Yeah, I think that's so cute. I think she's so pretty, so I'm glad that they met like that.
So, Sammy, are you ever going to be in L.A.?
I hope so. I love L.A.
Well, you're going to have to come and visit.
Yeah, will you come into studio when you get out here?
Of course. I would love to visit you guys.
Yeah, we would love that, too. And we'll ask you less questions.
We, like, drilled you this whole hour.
You're a great sport. We're just huge, huge fans. And again, our whole network goes out to 20 million people a week, and it was launched on your show. You know,
it's really cool.
We just loved your show so much. We wanted to talk about it.
Yeah, Jersey Shore has a really special place in the heart of AfterBuzz.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys. That means a lot.
What's that?
Didn't it start on the East Coast, Kevin? Your first broadcast of
first
Jersey Shore?
Emerson College had a small studio that we did a test thing from with Roxy, and then the second episode was here in L.A. And we never stopped after that. Yeah,
really cool.
But I'm depressed now that you guys aren't on the air anymore.
I know.
This was such a tease. It was a tease, Sammy.
It was a tease.
You can come in and bring some of your products and stuff, too. We can see what you're up to.
We're going to hold you to that next time you're in LA.
I love to bring you guys and stuff.
Smell your perfume and all that stuff. I love perfumes. And that bag. That bag sounds really cool. Hands-free when you're in the club.
I'll definitely bring you that.
That's like one of the worst things. You're out in a nightclub or somewhere and you just don't want to hold your purse. So I love that idea.
You know what? She should do so. Erica is a designer and has a great clothing line, but also you host for Black Hollywood Live Fashion 411, and you should have Sammy on as a guest.
You should, because we have special guests within the fashion industry, and you should definitely come in when you're here in LA. We'd love
to
have you.
Cool. Yeah, I would love to do
that. We can showcase all your stuff. That'd be awesome, and your exercise clothes too. Same thing.
Well, I would love to do that.
All right.
Hopefully I come to LA soon.
Yay.
Soon. If I find a buyer for your TV show, I'm calling. Just so you know.
Please do.
I will, actually. Yeah, I'll have Maria Menounos get in touch with you when she's in New York next time. But I do think there's a fan following there. It's just too massive. And you just have
It is.
Yeah. And this
my Twitter tweets is just like, what's going on with Sam and Ron? When is your show? When is your show coming out? It's primarily just about me and Ron. My whole Twitter.
Yeah. Wow, how many followers do you have?
They have 1.7 million.
Wow, that's a lot.
That's a ton.
And they're all real, right?
It's cool because then on Instagram I have 1.2, and on Facebook I have 1.1. So the overall fan base is just insane.
Like over 3 million.
It's madness. You know what? If you don't mind, Sammy, I am going to make some calls. That's just too much.
I hope so.
That's too many people.
Kevin, are we still live?
We are still live. Okay. Who's this?
This is your publicist interrupting. I'm sorry.
Sure.
Tell me when you guys are done.
I think we're done.
Well, Sammy, why don't you give everyone your Twitter handle and your Instagram handle?
No, because I was going to say, Kevin, we've met at dinner with Maria. I'm in New York. We've had dinner with Talent Resources before. So
we should talk. Yes, let's do that. I think we're going to be in New York in a couple of weeks, actually. Maria was just there for Kelly and Michael, and that would have worked out well. But I think in 2 or 3 weeks I'm back there. So let's break bread.
Let's
talk.
Do it. Yay.
Let's do it.
Very cool.
Yeah, definitely, because there is definitely a need for a Sam Ron spinoff.
I agree. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Here I am the bad guy. I wouldn't pin it to MTV. I think there's other audiences. I think your audiences are growing up now with you guys, and that's, I think, but we'll talk.
I want to see the post-reality show.
Told you, Kevin's in, you know, the film and TV background, so he would definitely be good for an ally to help us.
Yes, and I'm a fan. At the end of the day, I'm a fan, a big fan.
Yep.
And that's obviously a plus when you're a fan of the show and of them. You know, it makes it even more special for someone that's on our side and on our team trying to help us out.
Need a champion. That's it. Everyone needs a champion.
We're all Team Sammy and Ronnie.
Team Sammy and Ronnie.
Yep. You've got AfterBuzz.
All right, you guys. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you. Thank you. 1,000 thank yous.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
We'll see you in L.A.
Thanks, everyone.
Okay.
Girls, I'll send you some perfume.
Oh, nice.
Yes. And bags, please.
Even if you can't come, send us your stuff, and we'll talk all about it on our fashion show, our Fashion 411. We're the number one fashion podcast.
I'll definitely send it to you. Have it. And then as soon as you know, Erica, as soon as it's show. So as soon as she's in L.A., I'll hit you up and we'll work something to have her on the on your fashion show in studio.
And what's Sammy's Twitter, you guys?
MTV Sammy.
MTV Sammy.
And Instagram? What's your Instagram?
It's Sam X Sweetheart.
Yay.
All right,
we love you.
Love you.
Thank
you.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Thanks, Sammy. I'll talk to you, Mom, babe.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
You guys, well, that was pretty amazing.
That was so much fun.
Right?
She's such a sweetheart, actually.
Yeah, she really
She's
is.
She's actually a sweet
She's so nice.
I'm glad we finally got the chance to get her to call in. It's been a long time coming.
I think it was better to have her alone and not with Ronnie.
I agree.
I'd rather have now Ronnie separate. I think
it's better.
It's
a little more
personal,
too.
We're going to do Ronnie's. We're going to do it just another time.
Yeah, we're going to hold him to that.
And you'll have her on your other show, your fashion show.
That'll be great to have her on Fashion Forward.
She'll be great.
She'll be good.
You guys, hashtag Team Sammy and Ronnie if you want the reality show.
Yes. Yes.
Let us know, because I want to see how many people out there want
to see it come
to life.
Get
like a petition or something.
And you know what? Like, we've never really had an official goodbye. Like, so us, I've been thinking how all of us get to back together at Roxy.
I'm gonna cry.
I know, but we have to find a show. We have to find a show to do together. But it's got to be one that involves drinking and madness and stupidity. We haven't found one yet.
Yeah. What happened to us? There's no alcohol on this table.
Need water.
Dude, we need Ronnie's Ron Ron and his Schmush cocktails.
Yeah, we do.
Would love to actually see a show of like that. The Jersey Shore was so crazy.
Right.
And the fame they got was so crazy. And now it's like that aftermath and like a real show being like post-reality show stars.
You know, there's a bunch been pitched in development. It's not really gone anywhere. I don't know.
They should do a show called Post-Reality.
Mm-hmm. They're shooting a pilot now with a bunch of them living in a house together. But I don't know. Anyway, where do we find all you guys?
All right.
Right around the horn.
Gabrielle Loren. Gabrielle _ Loren on Twitter and Instagram. GabbyLow87. Follow me.
And I'm your host, Erica Garcia Rojas, and you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at IamEGR.
But why don't you say Erica Garcia Rojas?
Erica Garcia Rojas. Rojas.
Give it that Sofia Vergara.
Well, I don't have any rarts in my name. No, find me on Twitter at IamJessicaKing.
Pound badass bitch. Jessica King.
You're a king.
Kingpin.
All right, and Marissa, thank you for your patience in the booth. We love you, too.
Absolutely.
I don't know, you guys, why don't you write in, send us your comments on YouTube, send them to iTunes, and if you can think of something else for us to do, we're happy to do it. As long as it's a Thursday night so I can drink.
Okay.
Because you know the old saying is, Friday's for the men. So remember that. When you're at work and your boss, it's an old saying. When your boss is saying to yourself, oh, my God, how come you not doing anything? How come you hung over? You go, Friday's for the men. It's not for the bosses. It's an old saying. It's Fridays for the workers. It's your day.
I'm going to remember that.
It's your day. Sure. So that's why Thursday night, it's going to be a Thursday night
Cash
show so I can
Friday.
Drink. All right, we're out.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Bye. See you later, bitches!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principal.